It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
The beginning of a new year is marked with many rituals, one of which is the garnering of new calendars. They come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and themes, but the general purpose is the same. They help us organize our lives and tell us where we are in the daily and monthly scheme of things. However, another ritual of the season makes the need for a calendar unnecessary in terms of planning much of my year. As the holiday trappings and leftovers disappear, they're replaced by the appearance of gardening catalogs, and I know exactly what time of year it is. It is the dead of winter, the cold, dry, drab days that seem unending. It is the time of year that forces me to stay inside and take stock. Thank goodness for the coinciding of the arrival of January and gardening catalogs, for if the weather were better or the catalogs later, I would rush headlong into more than my usual number of mistakes in planting without planning. I keep every catalog that crosses my door, even though I order from a selected few. Like children, each booklet is an individual, with gold mines of information and promises for the future. I receive catalogs specializing in fruit trees, herbs, organic gardening, seeds only, bulbs only, perennials only, and onions only. Some are fancy, with slick pages and color photos, while others appeal to the environmentally conscious, with text on recycled newsprint and fuzzy black and white images of grandchildren and pets standing next to a display of Harvest Bounty. Some feature recipes to utilize your successes. Some would make P.T. Barnum proud as they tout gadgets that guarantee work-free summers filled with lazy days in hammocks. I am amazed by the gourmet selections for Lilliputian produce, petite peas, baby beets, and tiny tomatoes that seem to be more trouble than they are worth. And I am amused by the crazy catalog that each year shouts the glories of 5-pound potatoes, giant pumpkins, and yard-long beans that would satisfy the appetite of Paul Bunyan. I peruse the old standbys that I have known since childhood, Burpee, Parks, and Henry Field. And I always order something to plant in honor of my grandmother, a woman who had no use for newfangled varieties when the tried and true seeds always gave you what you needed and no surprises. This year I am thinking of Bells of Ireland for her, because I cannot conjure up a picture of her garden without seeing the border of green stalks and belled blossoms. And I like to try an heirloom variety each year from the gardens of the 1800s. These selections often feature unique names and hardy breeding stock befitting a pioneer garden with little shade or water. In the past, I tried Moon and Stars watermelon and Jenny Lind cantaloupes. This year, I will probably choose from Siberian tomatoes or scaly bark watermelon, although I am intrigued by Bloody Butcher and Howling Mob sweet corn. However, I doubt that such violent vegetables will find a place in my peaceful garden retreat. As the January calendar pages turn, I will find time to list, plan, and measure. I will make choices that I will sometimes question in the coming heat and wind of summer. I will tell myself that I am cutting back on planting this year, that I will only plant what I need to feed body and spirit, that I don't have time and energy to put in a new tulip bed and a watermelon patch. I'll look at my garden, blanketed with straw, and pull my own blanket around me by the fire. And then a new season of tastes, smells, and colors will begin to grow and grow and grow.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.